Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, it's Sexy Time with Ali Breen. You'll hear it right after this.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
Expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Well, the church burned down and no one knew what Pentecost Baptist was going to do. The Sunday brimstone got so dadgum hot it burned up a church bus in the parking lot. In a panic, the Reverend Dr. White called up an ex-member that hadn't lived right. He owned Joe's beer joint right across the fence. It's the same Joe's he preached against. He said, I don't really want to be a hypocrite. I got a Sunday school class about to have fits. We're all excited about revival week and been moved by the Spirit, so to speak. With all the souls we saved and money we spent, we thought God told us to sell that tent. I got a famous evangelist supposed to come and done run out of chairs. Will you loan us some? Joe says, hell, you can just use the whole dang place. Ain't nine on the jukebox, amazing grace. I ain't supposed to be open because of them blue laws, but we'll open tonight if it's all right with y'all. Preacher said, well, I reckon I'd be okay. The good Lord works in mysterious ways. He's going to talk about Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, and I reckon I could do it from the DJ booth. At the First Baptist Bar and Grill. It's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. When the sinners finish one more round, we'll have dinner on the ground and go inside and hell pray we don't get killed. The evangelist came with a well-dressed choir. They showed up around happy hour, looked around the joint and didn't take it real well. Said the white ministry has gone to hell. Ms. Mills that taught youth Sunday school and two deacons in the back room shooting pool were sharing the Lord with a Jim Beam rep who was teaching Ms. Mills some line dance steps. Reverend White was reading from the book of Luke to a tall drunk trucker about to puke. He had John 3:16 memorized, trying to dry his ass out to get him baptized. The evangelist yelled about the lights and the beer. Said, White, you can't save any souls in here. This place ain't nothing but a den of sin. Ain't the kind of place Baptist ought to be in. Preacher said, well, we don't really need y'all here. You didn't do a very good job last year. Only saved one sinner. I was Todd McGuire's little SOB that set my church on fire. Joe's beer joint has done been revived. Only been here an hour and I done saved five. Sure, it's got mirrors and a big dance floor, but I finally found the flock God called me for. They're at the First Baptist Bar and Grill. It's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. Not a stained glass window anywhere in sight, just a blood-stained floor and neon lights and a communion wine, and here is always chill. We're here every Sunday, we're living large, the only church with a cover charge. And if you don't like our doctrine and think we ain't devout, we'll have our bouncer throw your butt out of the First Baptist Bar and Grill.
Thank you so much. It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee and Josh Arnold, Pat Godwin, Ace Cosby, Jessica Alsman. I'm Chick McGee. Hello, Tom. It's time for love, I believe.
Ah, sexy time.
There it is.
There we go. Oh, look, Ali Breen today. She's got lipstick on and everything, it
You're
looks like.
You're dressed up. Yep, lip gloss, but same thing. Colored lip gloss.
Lovely new haircut.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Thank you. I've been cutting it short. So, seeing how this goes, it's good for now. I think I'll start growing it again, but... but thank you.
Now, Allie Breen is a fine stand-up comedian, and she's also the host of Sexy Time. We ask you to write letters about your love troubles. We promise to help fix them. So far, our record is zero and 772.
Zero and whatever we've done.
Okay.
Right.
What have you got, Allie?
I think we might have one in there. Dear Allie, I've been divorced for 2 years, and I have kids who are 3 and 4. My ex just started dating a much younger woman, and I just found out from my oldest daughter, the 4-year-old, that on vacation, they all showered together. Oh. I freaked out on him and told him that's not okay, and they're acting like I'm the one who's making it weird. What would you guys do?
Yeah, inappropriate.
Yeah, not right. Yeah. Not cool.
Obviously, not cool. Look, obviously nothing nefarious was going on, but inappropriate.
Yeah.
Creepy,
kind of.
Yeah.
Too close.
Have a non-family member? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're allowed to have an opinion and say, yeah, I don't want my kid to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you can't say, you're being weird.
Allie, these guys are all familiar with this story, but when I was a young man, across the street, well, let's see, the Ulrichs were there, then there were the Daltons, then there were the Nelsons.
Joanne Dalton lived across the street from you?
Yeah, down.
You were in love with her, yes?
She was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was a little boy, I had a sleepover at the next house down. I'm not going to say the name of the person.
Brian Thompson.
Probably. And
Billy Wilkins.
His mother got in the shower with us. I mean, I couldn't have been more.
Oh. Late.
Is anybody else as turned on as I am?
But first of all, why were you showering with him?
It sounds so rad.
I don't know.
Super sexy time.
I was really young. But what I remember about it, and this is awful, I just remember this big red bush right in my face.
Oh my God.
Wow. Do you have like a
I know, I mean, I'm totally serious. And then this particular young fellow became, he's occasionally on television to this day.
Oh,
he's a
couple.
One of those Washington talking head guys.
Now. Oh, my God.
Did you ever talk to him about it after the fact?
No, I should probably write him.
Is it one of the Cuomos? That Cuomo guy? You got to tell me.
I should write him out. Hey.
Remember your mom's bush?
Allie, Allie, were you asking if that imprinted on Tom?
Yeah, that has to. When something
absolutely.
Happens that young, it usually...
Yeah, he became
what's
a big,
the imprint that you're attracted
Margaret
to redheads?
Just the opposite, yeah.
He doesn't really? Care for... He's not attracted
so
to redheads.
It outprinted.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. That's a completely true story, though. I mean, that person should not be doing that.
Maybe that's why you don't like Harry, you know what.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. But you don't... No, you don't shower with someone else's kids.
I mean,
if you were like in a pool with bathing suits, but that would be different, but... Yeah, that's weird. Well, but good luck.
Agreed.
Oh, we solved that.
All right, dear Allie.
And what kind of losers have to get divorced? Oh, wait a minute.
And date younger women. Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
I know, I thought it was going to be a younger woman problem, not a shower with kids problem.
Right? See, she's reasonable.
That took a left turn. All right, dear Allie, I'm in a relationship with the most passionate guy who cooks dinner for me, buys me beautiful things, and wants to have sex all the time.
That bastard.
All of it is really great, except he's Italian and he's so hairy and he shaves fairly close to his face. So his face is like sandpaper and I literally am torn up like every day. I tried to get him to fully shave, but he tried to grow it longer instead. It's helped a little bit. And then I said, maybe we had to not have so much passion. And he said he can't hold back. I don't know what to do. He's like Edward Scissorface.
I can't hold it back. I am so passionate for you.
I'm full of life's juices.
So
I am sorry I scraped your thighs.
Who's who's the guy right now in the big dispute about the movie this summer? And what's her name? Lively.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, the guy that there's this ridiculous dispute going between. That guy is never without... like a 3-day beard growth.
A Luigi.
I've never seen a photograph of him clean shaven.
Justin Baldini.
Well, that's Don Johnson-esque, right?
Yeah.
That's been around a long time.
And he's a really good actor. I thought it was a well-made movie.
I thought so, too. That lawsuit is interesting because both sides, each one that you read, you're like, oh, that's open and closed. And then the other one, you're like, ooh, that one's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, they all made millions of dollars. Calm down, everybody. But that's that guy has that beard thing going constantly. So what she's saying is...
A lot of people do.
She's saying if the guy grew it out all the way like a real beard, it would be okay, right?
She said it's better because he has.
That's what his solution is. I think he doesn't want to shave. Yeah, so he's grown it out.
This is tough because you've communicated to him completely.
Yeah.
What do you do here now?
Crotchless pantyhose.
Do anything.
I know. Yeah. I got it. This is so easy.
Crotchless pantyhose isn't a bad fix.
Maybe she should do the same thing, you know.
Oh,
little five
stubbly.
Yeah, little 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, that can do some damage too. It really can.
That's a good
point. Like a cat's, be like a cat's tongue down there. I think that didn't work. Let's just move right on. Okay, let's go to our next letter, Allie.
A couple walking around with like raw faces together. wouldn't his beard protect him from that if she decided to retaliate?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it might.
They would Velcro together.
Get that forehead.
That can't happen.
All right.
You'd get stuck. Oh. Dear Allie, my wife found out I cheated on her before we got married, and I didn't have sex with the person. I did hook up and got a BJ from a girl who was actually a good friend of hers.
Oh, that's cool.
But
I mean,
we're talking
about, I didn't have sex.
We're talking about over 20 years ago, and I wasn't even married then. I apologized. I've brought her flowers. I've taken her out, but she's not over it. Isn't there a statute of limitations on this kind of thing? I mean, we weren't even married.
I missed the beginning of this letter. How did this come up?
Yeah, it didn't say. How
yeah, he didn't say how she found out. But maybe from the friend. Maybe the friend assumed that she knew that they hooked up way back when.
And she's allowed to have her time to be mad, though, even if she just found out about her best friend or whatever. Like, what the heck?
You can give her a little bit of anger time.
Yeah.
She needs to get over it.
I think for women, the longer ago that it happened, the more like big the lie has been. Because then it's lasted for so many years, you know?
Yeah. And you feel like a fool.
Love is a lie.
I can think of an analogous story.
It's not a neighbor, is it?
No. I was telling the story about a friend of mine who, when he was pre-16 years of age, they would roll his dad's car out of the garage quietly at night, and then they would just drive around town, joyriding.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I told the story in some detail on the air one morning, and his dad heard it. And it had happened 30 years earlier, and his dad was furious and wouldn't talk to him for a week.
I thought you were the secret keeper, Big Mouth.
Well, I didn't know it was a big secret. Like,
nobody blows more secrets than Tom.
It happened in the 1960s. Anyway, so it's the same thing. See, people can still be mad about something.
We were talking about this last night. Women tend to hold on to things, guys. Sorry. It's just, they do. Yep.
And it's still not great that happened, because you did end up marrying her. So maybe you should have said something. I don't know.
If it gets too rough and she's really nagging, you just sit there and think about how great that beach was.
Oh, no.
You always have those memories there.
Think about how worth it.
Call her friend.
Can't take that away from you.
Yeah, problem solved. Nope. Put her number in your phone so she sees it.
Okay. In fact, from now on, go, hey, you know your friend did it this way.
Okay, time to move on. What else have we got, Allie?
Maybe step up your game. Dear Allie, my girlfriend and I were out at Walmart the other day, and someone's kid was really acting up. She decided to yell out at them, hey, why don't you wear a condom next time?
What a jerk.
And the kid's dad wanted to come fight me, of course, and she thought the whole thing was really funny. She's annoyed. I'm still mad about it, and I really don't know what to do. She promised she won't do anything like it again, but she said get over it this time. Should I break up with her or keep it going? She's actually pretty cool otherwise.
No, yeah, you're fine.
I don't know. You might need to get out of there.
Who says that?
I think she's not be able to do it again.
She does sound kind of funny to me.
kind of funny.
Yeah.
She's a fight starter.
Uh-huh.
She was just
mouthing off. She's an agitator.
Get you beat up.
She's an agitator.
Out loud you say that to somebody?
I don't. Right. But
sounds like she yelled it. Yeah.
Josh doesn't, but he's one of those guys that would laugh really loud if he heard somebody say that to somebody else.
Oh, if I'm two aisles over?
Oh, yeah.
You're
texting people.
That's why you go to Walmart, to hear things like
that's
that.
True.
Yeah, that's not that unexpected.
Wasn't there a website for that? Screaming
people
kids.
People of Walmart.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, by the way, you can reach Allie Breen, AlliBreen, on your favorite social media platform. Also, Allie is on OnlyFans at ALLIB.
Do you guys remember the restaurant Old Country Buffet?
Sure.
I was there with my girlfriend, and there was another couple, tables down, and the woman at that table started blowing her nose, and it sounded like she had the flu. I mean, it was real chunky sounding. It was awful. And my girlfriend started very loudly. Oh, who does that? Go to the bathroom. This is disgusting. And the other woman goes, I can't help it. And she goes, you sure can. And we were both about to leave at the same time. Like all that couple and she and I, my girlfriend and I, were pretty much done. And so we get up and they're getting up. And the women are arguing, and the other guy and I just stepped outside and talked for a little while while they went at it. So it kind of, we were, you know, we both knew who we were with, essentially. Right.
Yeah. You lucked out, though, that your girlfriend wasn't like, why aren't you taking my back?
No, she didn't need my help at all. She didn't need my help in any situation. She could
take care of herself, huh? Yeah,
your girlfriend was doing a service. That's true, though.
No, it was brutal.
Honestly, yeah. I agree with that. Same with planes. We need her to get on planes and start yelling at people who have the flu on planes. Let's hire her.
Okay. We have time for maybe two more, Allie.
Dear Allie, I lost my place. Oh, dear Allie, I love my boyfriend. I'm super attracted to him. But a lot of times when he's coming home from work or has worked out, he wants to have sex right away. And I actually have to tell him to go wash his pits after we start getting down and dirty. I don't know why I keep having to do this. Do you guys not smell themselves? Do they never learn to put on deodorant after they've been told like 20 times they smell and to go wash their pits? Or do I need to start putting deodorant near the bowl where he puts his keys? How do I make this better?
But it sounds like you're doing it. You tell him to go wash his pits, and then he does, and then you guys have sex?
Then he's out of the mood.
I think she's annoyed that he keeps having to be told.
Well, you have a guy. We can be real dumb and stubborn.
I'm more concerned you throw around the word pits a lot. That really kind of irritates me. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe dude wipes. Maybe have the dude wipes on the nightstand and give it a quick.
That really is an excellent suggestion. It really is.
Are dude wipes for your whole body?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're really handy for that.
It's not like you use one and he goes, this isn't an ass crack. I'm only here for pits.
I have one purpose.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion.
I don't know. This is always a big thing. I always want to just be showered and clean before going at it. That way you don't have to worry about anything. But then it can ruin the mood. So sure, do guys not care ever?
Guys don't care.
No, guys do not care.
They do not care at all.
But you can't tell. But if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel good and sexy, it does no good to say
like
we don't care.
Like a pit smell wouldn't get to me. But if there was other issues, like wearing tight underwear at the gym or something, that would be, maybe jumping the rinse off.
Yeah.
You're never going to get him to do that.
No matter what.
this guy, he wants it and he wants it now.
But I bet he's ready to go to take it.
I remember in college one time, like my boyfriend, he'd be like eating Tostitos and drinking beer and going to make out while his breath was still. Yeah, I was like, oh, what? Something's wrong with
everybody
guys.
Knows when you eat Tostitos, you have a good half an hour to an hour of clearing your teeth of Tostitos.
Recovery time. Before you go in.
Very good point.
Okay, one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I met a guy on Tinder and we've been dating for about 6 months and he clearly wears a toupee but has never mentioned it to me. Do I bring it up to him to make him feel more comfortable or do I mistakenly take it off at some point to force the subject because it just seems weird? Why wouldn't he just mention it at some point?
Well,
it's funny because we were actually discussing this off the air this morning.
You were? I wasn't in here.
About a friend of ours.
Are toupees like clamped down? Because I saw that Menendez Brothers show where he has like
that was old school with
head.
The screws. Yeah.
Yes. What are they doing now?
They have a process where they use glue, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you still wouldn't.
I don't think you want to yank it off. I would recommend maybe discussing it, but aren't you?
One night you wore some very subtle extensions, and as you two were getting ready for bed, you just took out the subtle extensions.
Make him feel comfortable.
Yes. Oh, she's got some fake hair too.
Oh. Do you think he thinks she doesn't know?
Oh, I have. Wait a minute. I think Josh, you're kind
There's no way she knows I wear a toupee.
No way.
Josh, I don't think you're onto something. But maybe with get a merkin,
get a boob job, and say nothing.
Do you know what a ton of people are doing now, comics included, is going to Turkey and getting hair transplants.
Oh, really? Are they supposed to be great?
Yeah. They're supposed to, I mean, I guess they're good and they're super cheap.
I want the name of three comics right now.
Yeah, I think they're open about it, but I won't say it just in case.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no, I
can text you.
You don't just yank it off because, like you said, I don't know, Pat, are they glued on?
Yeah, they're glued on now, I think. There's a comedy club owner down in Florida that has one that doesn't mention anything about it, but I saw his room area at the condo, and he had glue and all kinds of stuff.
Mannequin heads.
Mannequin heads. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I knew a guy who didn't have a toupee. He was balding, if not bald. And the next day I saw him, he had hair in and never said a word about it.
I don't think guys do.
That assumes that I'm stupid is what
I feel like. As a person who knows him, you're trying the toupee. It looks good. I guess, something like that.
Yeah, I guess, but you don't. I don't know. Do you feel like you mentioned it? I don't know.
Close to it's him. Like girls with plastic surgery. Sometimes people show up with like a new face, mm-hmm. and you're just like, okay.
Yeah. Do you say something? Nah.
I know. I don't think they want it mentioned. I think mm-hmm. that people think it's natural.
Was that plastic surgery, or did someone hit you in the face with a harpoon?
I know, that is how some of it looks now.
Oh man, okay. She could just get hot and heavy and just get a little aggressive. Don't have to yank it, but you know, and maybe he'll
been saying rip it
yeah
out.
Start to like tousling.
Yeah,
what is that word? Tousling it a lot until he gets annoyed.
I always liked in the Dick Van Dyke Show, Carl Reiner. Remember that? Whip it off and take it off. No?
You remember Dick Van Dyke?
Oh, one of the great... Well, he was very open about having his rug.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.